Coming up on KUCB News, Unalaska police are investigating the cause of death of a local high school student, and counselors are offering support and resources while the community grieves. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics, now providing new, used, and refurbished computers, tablets, iPods, MP3s, phones, phone accessories, and flat screens. We also carry external hard drives for your digital storage needs. Redfish Electronics is located in the airport parking lot next to Northport Rentals. Redfish Electronics can be reached at 359-2205.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Monday, February 10th, 2020. More than 100 people gathered at Unalaska's high school Saturday afternoon to mourn the death of 18-year-old Alexis Magalong, a senior and student athlete. Superintendent John Conwell says he'd known Magalong since she was 3 years old. He remembers her as a remarkable young lady and a skilled basketball player.
She was just so much fun to watch as our starting point guard and kind of almost the star of the team. And what she didn't have in size, she kind of made up with tenacity and just a competitive spirit. So that's really what I remember most about her. I see her every day, here in the hallways. And she just was always so pleasant and just a great member of our student body.
Magalong was found dead Saturday morning around 9:30 in the, quote, general area of Summer Bay after an overnight search. That is according to a statement from the Department of Public Safety, which is investigating the cause of death with help from the fire department and Alaska State Troopers. Police say Magalong's family had not had contact with her since late Friday afternoon. Interim Police Chief John Lucking declined to make further comments over the weekend as students, school staffers, and community members gathered to grieve and share support. Providers with the Aleutian-Pribilof Islands Association offered counseling and other mental health resources, while local faith leaders extended help as well. Counselor Delta Bedard says that APIA is flying more providers to the island tomorrow. They will be available to students and staff during school hours this week.
One of the things I will say when it comes to a tragedy like this is people like life balance, and right now their balance is off. So trying to find normalcy in such an abnormal circumstances is really difficult to do sometimes. So one of my suggestions would be is that you just make sure that you try to maintain normalcy in your life.
Bedard also encourages Unalaskans to look for support in others, whether that's counselors, friends, or family.
Even in these types of really horrific circumstances, what I've noticed is that this community has come together so strongly and advocated for one another and supported one another, and it's a beautiful thing.
Unalaskans can call APIA's helpline at 359-2743 to speak with a counselor over the phone or make a face-to-face appointment. Meanwhile, a GoFundMe page has been set up online to help raise money for Magalong's family and to offset burial and memorial costs. After standing down for the last 3 weeks, the Bering Sea cod trawl fleet resumed fishing yesterday. Abby Duffy is a fisherman on the FV Miss Leona. She says the fleet stepped back voluntarily due to high bycatch numbers.
January 20th, the season opens, and we did start fishing. The whole fleet went out and everybody got one trip. And then they were seeing on some of the bigger other boats a lot of halibut bycatch.
In January, 48 vessels made landings in the federal cod fishery, catching 49 metric tons of halibut along the way. That's about 13% of the 391 metric ton limit on halibut bycatch, so the fleet organized the stand down through an email chain. Duffy says it was important to take early steps to reduce bycatch because there are so many participants in the fishery. And while her 86-foot vessel has a smaller capacity and slower methods, she says the size and speed of other boats means that bycatch adds up quickly.
These big boats are going to go out and fill up 500,000 pounds in no time at all.
Duffy says they decided to start fishing again yesterday in hopes that the cod, which are starting to spawn, will have gathered into shallower waters. She says that would allow boats to get more fish per tow with less bycatch. The Bering Sea's A-season cod quota is just under 23,000 metric tons. Last year, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration declared an unusual mortality event for ice seals around the Bering Sea. That followed hundreds of sightings of dead or sick seals, including some in Unalaska and Akutan. To learn more, researchers are planning to set sail this April to study how seals are dealing with diminishing sea ice. KNOM's Davis Hovey has more.
According to Brandon Amasek, residents from Bristol Bay all the way up the west coast into the North Slope borough continue to hunt various species of ice seals for subsistence purposes.
So, I mean, there is, you know, concern from all the regions, you know, what's causing this, the die-off, the UME, the unusual mortality event. You know, but right now, it's just anybody's guess.
Amasek sits on the Ice Seal Committee, or ISC, as the representative for Kowarik and the Bering Strait region. During their latest meeting last month, Amasek says he brought up an uncommon occurrence hunters have been seeing, seals sinking after they are shot.
The reports were coming from, I believe, St. Lawrence Island. So the reports were that a lot of the seals were very skinny. I guess the saying goes, you know, the fat floats. So the fatter they are, the more apt they are to float. But also because there's less sea ice, the water is less salty.
Both Amasek and NOAA's Polar Ecosystem Program leader, Peter Bovang, agree that sinking seals indicate a food shortage issue for these animals. According to Bovang, he was not seeing much of an impact on ice seals due to shrinking sea ice in the early 2000s, but with significant changes to sea ice in the last few years.
Now we're seeing some responses in the seal condition and health and in population numbers. They're still very abundant. These populations have, you know, have always been large. They're still large, but it's a bit of a wake-up call.
Besides dramatic sea ice reductions in the Bering Sea recently, ice seal carcasses were also showing up on the Bering and Chukchi Sea coastlines at a rate 5 to 7 times higher than the yearly average. Bovang says this is what prompted NOAA to declare an unusual mortality event for ice seals last year. Although the most recent UME affects bearded, ringed, ribbon, and spotted seals, Bovang and fellow scientist Michael Cameron will mostly focus on ribbon and spotted during their research cruise in a couple months. Cameron says some of the information they collect can complement other work underway to find the cause of the UME.
We're interested in how healthy the animals are. We're interested in how they may be responding to recent and, of course, future habit changes to their habitat that we're witnessing.
In general, Cameron says tagging a seal involves a lot of stealth, fishing nets, and wearing pure white clothing to blend in with the ice.
We're going to be launching 2 to 4 small inflatable boats, inflatable Zodiacs, and we'll be slowly moving in and out of the pack ice looking for seals. But as we approach the animal, there'll be a person in the bow of each of the inflatable boats with a handheld landing net, and they'll jump out onto the floe at the last second and capture any adults that are on the floe.
The NOAA scientists emphasize they have several protocols in place so as not to interfere with the region's subsistence hunting in April. That includes staying 12 or more nautical miles away from the coast, as well as sending out their daily travel plans to local hunters and communities. While Bovang and Cameron are on board the NOAA vessel Oscar Dyson, they will follow the southern edge of the Bering Sea ice pack on April 2nd and remain at sea until the 23rd. Reporting in Nome, I'm Davis Hovey.
And for residents in Unalaska, if you see a stranded seal or other marine mammal, you can call Melissa Good at the Alaska Sea Grant Office at 581-1876 or the Marine Mammal Stranding Network at 1-877-925-7773. Wildfires and Medicaid costs have led state officials to ask the legislature to add the most money to the state budget that they have in the last decade. Nearly every year, the state government adds money to the current budget in what's known as the supplemental budget bill, but this year the request is for $260 million. Director Neil Steininger of the Office of Management and Budget describes the bill.
The first part is to address items that have an urgent need for additional funding or are related to emergency response. So these are items where the cash needs of the program are, you know, such that we will run out of money to cover these programs in the near future.
The largest single item is $128 million for Medicaid. Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration says the states had to spend more than planned because many of their intended budget cuts were not allowed under federal Medicaid law. House Finance Committee co-chair Jennifer Johnston says they've learned that the state cannot cut its Medicaid program without first reaching an agreement with the feds.
It's not one that we can cut our way out of. It's one that we have to negotiate with our partners, in particular the federal government.
The Medicaid cost could pressure the legislature to pass the bill by late March or early April. That's when the state expects to run out of Medicaid money until the new budget starts in July. The supplemental budget request also includes extra money for wildfire suppression, adult public assistance, the Alaska Marine Highway System, and the Alaska Psychiatric Institute. And finally, another reminder that mental health and counseling services are available to anyone grieving in Unalaska. You can connect with providers and learn more about support resources by calling 359-2743. Again, that number is 359-2743. And that is the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.